Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Delighted to be joined here at Vicar Street, an iconic venue with the one and only Eddie Hearn. Well, how are we feeling?
Very iconic. Had a little greasy spoon cafe around the corner. Very nice. Yeah, really good. Obviously, a couple of big announcements today. Ian Garry, who we've signed from the UFC. Big crowd here already. And of course, the undercard as well for September 5th. Iconic night at Croke Park.
We are buzzing. We obviously are part of a radio station that Katie done her tour in. You know, we got the last minute notice.
I told her it was a 24-hour tour. It was about 5 days. She's still not talking to me, you know.
She came down and she's very humble. Yeah, yeah. She comes in this big bus. She was like, this wasn't my idea, I promise.
Not. Yeah, definitely not. That was Peter Aiken, who did a great job. And it worked as well. You know, I think it's really important that she's accessible as possible to the people of this country. And even when you walk up and down the street, people have stopped, I'm coming. Or unfortunately, I didn't manage to get tickets. You haven't got any spare ones, have you? And I didn't anticipate we'd sell out in that kind of fashion, but just incredible the amount of support for her. And it's going to be a special night.
To be fair, it sold out so quickly. We kind of knew on the ground that this was going to be big. There were so many kids outside the stations and TV stations and stuff like that. But it was fairly priced. Sometimes when we have a big event like that, you know...
You definitely made it more expensive. As a promoter, you always look back. You know when you sell out really quick, like the first question is, was it too cheap? You know, but that was the whole point. Like that, you know, the whole exercise was it to make it as accessible as possible. What we didn't want is like, all of a sudden, there's loads of big resale markets and like... And by the way, I expect the resale market to be really small because these tickets are like gold dust. People want to go. This is not just about a night of sport. This is like a night with your families that you'll never forget. And probably around 95% of the people that bought tickets have never watched boxing before. And there's a huge amount of families and like, you know, I keep getting asked the question, how many tickets do you think you could have sold? And the answer is probably over 150,000. Like, and I was sitting there thinking, you know, I guess if we get to 60, it's not too bad. And you know, no, there's no blueprint for it. So us, Croke Park, no one really knew the kind of numbers it would do.
Absolutely. And finally, just to leave this, our listeners are big GAA heads as well. So it's huge over here in Ireland, as you know. Did you get to have a little puck around in Croke Park?
Yeah, I've been there a few times now. I haven't been to a game yet, but I'm going to try and get to it. And you know, you could tell, I think that's part of the attraction is to go to Croke Park for boxing. Obviously, we know, you know, it's to come and see Katie Taylor, but it's an iconic venue as well.